This is Jennifer Evans, Director of Operations for Stingray. And for the last 18 years, I've been Carrie Wynn's boss. And I say that with quite the chuckle, because if you knew Carrie Wynn, you knew no one was the boss of Carrie Wynn McLeod. Carrie Wynn marched to the beat of her own drum, and that was the absolute magic of Carrie Wynn. She lived her life with passion, fierceness, and love. She loved this radio station, loved her coworkers, and loved her listeners. She was the true matriarch of Ocean 100, and her loss is too big for us to even process right now. Listeners would often comment to Carrie Wynn that it wasn't the same when one member of the morning show was on vacation, and her response was always, "No, it's not the same. How can it be?" Well, that's how we feel right now. Ocean 100 will not be the same without Carrie Wynn. But we are so grateful to have worked with the extraordinary Carrie Wynn. She taught us all to live life with less judgment, more forgiveness, and more love. Carrie Wynn was an accomplished musician and broadcaster, but her greatest role was that of being a mother. Today, as we join together in our grief and our sadness, we must also celebrate that she is reunited with her daughter, Olivia, for that was her greatest wish. Living the last 10 years without Olivia has been her greatest pain, far worse than any of her physical illnesses. Thank you, Carrie Wynn, for the years of friendship, professionalism, and sharing your laughter and your love with all of Prince Edward Island.
This is Scott Chapman. Technically, I guess you could say I worked with Carrie Wynn McLeod for the past 17 or 18 years on the Ocean 100 morning show, but honestly, with Carrie Wynn and Kirk and I, it felt more like three close friends gathered around the kitchen table every morning. 3 decades of friendship. That was the secret to our success. The first time I met Carrie Wynn, she was doing dinner theater in Charlottetown. Her quick wit was evident right away, and unfortunately for my father, who was visiting PEI at the time, he was caught in the crosshairs of that quick wit that night. I knew then and there that I was witnessing something special. Our friendship grew over the years, and whenever I would see her, I'd learn the sheer joy that came with making her laugh, that infectious and unmistakable laugh. Fast forward a few years, and we find ourselves a part of the Ocean 100 morning show with Kirk McKinnon. The chemistry was instantaneous. Our personalities and senses of humor meshed perfectly, but make no mistake, Carrie Wynn was the star. How could she not be? That infectious personality, that laugh, and she knew everybody on the island. East, west, it didn't matter. She knew them and their family tree. She was absolutely entrenched in the PEI community, not just because she'd sang at everybody's wedding, but because in her radio career, community involvement was a priority. Oh, she'd love to be at home watching Coronation Street, but she spent night after night hosting community events across PEI. She didn't do it for her own benefit. She loved Prince Edward Island and wanted to do her part to make sure that every event was the best possible success. That's what I admired most about Carrie, her commitment to her craft, our community, and our listeners, and grammar. Thank you, Carrie, for making PEI better and making this world a better place. Rest in peace, my friend, as you're reunited with your beloved Olivia.
If I could just think about some things that I remember of Carrie Wynn, I could sit here all day and talk about all the things that she's done over the years and all the things that we've experienced. But a couple of things that stand out for me is how she was a stickler for detail. Especially if I was filling in doing the morning show and we had to do birthdays, she always made sure that I pronounced the name correctly. And if I didn't, she was the first one to tell me that I didn't do it correctly and, of course, make the correction. And anytime we were doing a photo shoot with the group of Ocean 100, you know, whether it was at the food drive or at the Toys for Tots or anywhere where there's a group of us having to take a photo with another group, she always made sure that we were standing in the right position, in the right lineup to make sure that the photo was absolutely perfect. She was a stickler for detail. And I'm sure many of you who know Carrie Wynn know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not a fan of grieving those who have died. I'm more of a person who celebrates life and celebrate the life of the individual. And I know Kerry Wynn would appreciate that. And I think of this saying that I saw years ago that really summed it up for me. And it says, "Grieve not, nor speak of me with tears, but laugh and talk of me as if I were beside you. It was heaven to be here with you. I love you so." And I think Kerry Wynn would agree with that, is she loved everybody and everybody loved her. And she certainly will be missed. And I will miss my friend Kerry Wynn.
I'm Corey Tremere. The first time I talked with Kerry Wynn McLeod was right around the time that she recorded Moon Upon the Left, her debut CD collection of songs that she had written and performed with various island artists, with some of the passions that she had at the time, family, community, and just great stories. Years later, we would become colleagues when she came on part-time at the radio station and then later full-time as we moved to a new adventure together with CHTN in 2005 and launching Ocean 100 in 2006. When my mom passed away in 2008, I can remember the exact hug and words of encouragement she shared with me and my siblings in the line at the funeral home, and how she always shared love and light wherever she went. And that is what Prince Edward Island is missing today. We shared lots of laughs, so many laughs, so many tears, and so many stories on and off the air. But above it all was love and light and her faith. And I know if she was here, she would probably sing, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it."
Hey, it's Darcy Campbell, and wow, how do you even start one of these things? What do you say? My heart is broken into a million pieces for Kerry Wynn's family, for her friends, for all of my brothers and sisters here at Stingray. I'm a newer piece to the Stingray team here, but definitely got to know Kerry Wynn quite well over the past 5 years, having worked next door at Hot 105.5. Every morning, Kerry Wynn would come in the same way. She'd walk past the door and say, "Hey there, boo-boo," every single day, full of positivity. Now, it's absolutely not lost on me that she picked me to be her next co-host and on-air partner in crime weekday mornings here on Ocean. And having worked in the industry as long as I have, I realized right away the immense and incredible opportunity to have to work with her on a regular basis. Now, my heart, more than hers, was full of trepidation, but also immeasurable excitement, too, for what we could create and bring to our island friends, to our island peeps. Someone once told me the measure of someone's star status is how they command a room. As soon as they walk in, there's a shift. You know they're there. You feel connected to them. That was Kerry Wynn McLeod. She was a true Islander, never slouching at the chance to make a joke at her own expense, but always, and I mean always, stopping to make sure those who needed to feel special left feeling fulfilled. You have provided me or anyone in this business with the blueprint for success in this industry and how to be a pillar in the community. To say you'll be missed, that's the gravest understatement of the millennium. Thankfully, though, with fame usually comes legacy, one that I'll forever wave in your honor from 6 till 10 a.m. right here on Ocean 100. Shine bright, boo-boo.